Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola firefighter Bob Sukup about the upcoming public safety open house. Indianola Fire Department hosting their annual house back at it for 2021. Tell us a little bit about this year's event.
Well, Fire Prevention Week for 2021 will be October 3rd through the 9th. On October 7th, the fire department, with the help of the Indianola Noon Lions, will host another public safety open house. The fire department, Indianola Police, Warren County Sheriff will have 1-800 Board Up will be here for restoration information, as well as Rainbow International. They're a restoration company. And then we will also have the Iowa League of Heroes. Batman, Batgirl, Spider-Man, and the Batcar will be here again. We'll do demonstrations on fire safety, what we do. We'll have a car that we will cut up to show our extrication equipment. We will be showing off our new aerial, Truck 334, and serving food like we have in the past. We skipped it last year because of COVID, so we're excited to get back into it.
Well, speaking of that, it provides an opportunity for education, I think, for both kids and adults, and it's nice to be able to communicate with the community like that. What's it like being able to host these open houses and not only provide that education, but get a chance to meet with those in the community?
Well, we're excited, like I said, to get back into it. We love doing the public outreach. We're here for the community. COVID in 2020 kind of put a damper on all of that, as we all know, so we're very excited, very eager to get back into working with the community and meeting people and having them around the station again.
Well, you also mentioned the Indianola Noon Lions. Talk about their involvement in this, kind of what they provide and what it's like working with them and other local community groups to put on an event like this.
They're wonderful to work with. They do a lot of the work for us. Rick Wilson has headed it up for us for the last several years. He takes care of getting all the food. We'll be serving hot dogs provided by Hy-Vee, as well as cookies, chips, and water again. And the Noon Lions, they take care of all of that. And then they come here, they set it up. They work the food line for us, as well as meeting with the public. So, I mean, they're really a big help. It's wonderful working with them.
You already mentioned some of the education and demonstrations, but just kind of go over those again, because I think those are a big part of the night, Fire Prevention Week, and making sure people are as educated as possible.
Yeah, in addition to showing people what we do, both fire, police, all public safety entities, we really want to stress, we educate them, the kids, on things like the stop, drop, and roll, crawling under the smoke if they have to evacuate a house, what to do when the smoke alarms go off, and then taking that to the parents. Again, the same thing, what to do in the event of a fire in your home, how to get out, what to do for your children, and what to teach them, how to help themselves. And we're pushing that again, and we're always pushing that, you know, evacuation routes, having a place to meet outside once everybody is out, so we know when we arrive on scene everybody is out safely. So that'll be a big part of the night again.
All right, well, one final time, kind of wrap everything up. When is it? Where is it? Who's all invited? And kind of what people should expect when they come in?
All members of the public are invited. It will be at the Public Safety Building, the Indianola Fire Station, on Thursday, October 7th. We will open the doors to the public and begin serving food at 6 p.m. And we usually go until about 8:15 in the evening. Things start to taper off, so about 2 hours.
Thanks to Bob Sukup for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.